We're doing an experiment with Costco pizza and a Costco hot dog. Wait until the pizza is cooled and roll the hot dog in the cheese and the toppings. It's kind of messy.
It's okay.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of the show, What the Heck with Matt Thomas. Today we're talking about being healthy, health fads, dieting, that sort of thing. It's the new year and it's an appropriate time to talk about it. This is probably the most common time for people to get into a healthy type of rhythm. And I wanted to talk about it because it's not an area of expertise for me. I'm not a nutritionist or anything like that, but I know a thing or two. I'm in decent shape. I know how to take care of myself. And I've noticed some patterns that we should talk about. That video at the beginning is the psychos that participate in the keto diet, which is a weird one. We'll get into that a little bit. But you'll notice for this episode, I'll have this microphone again. I'm working out of a new mixer. I'm not using that other mic anymore. It's been giving me issues, so I'm gonna have to sit and talk like this for this episode until I get another mic that I can stand up here or, you know, do things. I'm getting rid of this table. Look, we're going through some changes together. Okay, we're going through the show's going through puberty, so you're gonna notice some changes here and there. I'm gonna have to hold this annoying mic for the entire duration of the show, and you're gonna hear me moving around because I'm not very used to it. But this is the best way to do this, so that's what we're gonna do. But let's jump in. There's a lot of things on my list I would like to go over with you guys, but I think we should just jump right in. Again, I don't think these are in any particular order. There's some that are more important than others, but they're all pretty fucking important. So being healthy, you guys are looking to start the new year off right. You're like, I'm going to get into the gym. I'm going to go ride the bike and I'm going to lift a bunch of weights. I'm going to eat a lot of eggs and I'm going to get a six pack that I've always wanted. And then about a month into the year, you stop, you mess it up. Something happens down the line where you just fizzle and you're not putting in any solid effort anymore. And that's pretty common. I've been going to the gym for a while now, and you always see that. I mean, you can't go now, but I mean, you always see people at the gym when we were allowed to go before Father Corona shut it all down. Of these people who would show up to the gym and they would go for the first month, you know, maybe January, February, and then they would just slowly peter off and you wouldn't see them anymore. But let's talk about why that failed. And how to not do that. Again, I'm not an expert. I'm not a nutritionist or anything. I'm just telling you, these are the things I know. Or that's worked for me. Whatever. And these are the patterns I've noticed to stay relatively healthy. In fact, I did just get back from the doctor. And she told me my blood results were immaculate. They were great. They were perfect. Not perfect. But no, they actually were pretty damn good. So I'm healthy as a goose. So number one, I think one of the most common tips you're going to hear, and it is true, is drink water. Cut out the soda. Okay, people, cut out the soda. Drink water. I know it seems boring at first, but give it some time. Stick with it for like a month and just cut out the soda and other food substitutes. You know, drinking water can fill you up. It's a good way to start your day. It jumps your metabolism in the morning. If you chug a glass of water in the morning, ice cold water. And that kind of goes with like, you know, you substitute it for soda. We said, well, you're going to Burger King. You shouldn't be going to Burger King. But if you're going to Burger King, don't get a large Coke with it. Get a water. You'll notice a difference immediately. I cut out soda probably, or pop, as you Midwesterners call it. I call it soda now because I live on the West Coast. But it is pop is a good name. Or sody pop, whatever you want to call it. In college, I cut it out my freshman or sophomore year. And I haven't looked back since, really. I'll have one occasionally. Sometimes I'll have a Diet Coke or something like that, or maybe a Gatorade. But the low-calorie, low-sugar drinks are killing you, dude. You got to stop that. You got to stop these high-calorie drinks that are just wasted calories. They're empty calories that you don't need, and there's tons of sugar in them. So cut out the soda. And look for other food substitutes, too. You know, take coffee black. You don't need a frappy loppy mocha creamer peppermint latte thing from fucking Starbucks. Take your coffee black like a man, like a real woman. Just drink it black. You don't need all this fucking sugar in there. Or if you are going to get it black, get sugar-free vanilla sweetener. You can do that at Starbucks. It's not that hard. Find food substitutes. This is where it's going to be. Probably your most clutch thing in terms of losing weight and staying healthy throughout the year. It's all about sustainability here. But like, you got to stop eating tortillas and shit. 300 calories at Chipotle here. Get the bowl. Try the bowl. You know, low carb stuff. You can get tortillas now that have like 50 calories in them and there's no carbs. So what are you doing? We've advanced so far as humans, especially in dieting, that you're able to eat very, very well. So it's easy. Just pay attention to what's going on out there. So I guess that's a long-winded way of saying drink water. going along with that, number two, I'd say calorie counting. You're going to have to do this. I'm sorry. It's going to suck, but you got to start making better habits here. That's what 2021 is all about. That's what starting your New Year's resolution is all about. New Year's resolutions are kind of stupid, but this is one you can stick to. I think being healthy is a good one to go after, and I gotta get back after it. I've gained a couple pounds in the belly here since 2020, and I've got to reestablish some good habits. So I got to start calorie counting again, and that's what I'm doing. And it works. Use MyFitnessPal, use it, Weight Watchers, whatever you got to do, and just try to eat the same thing every day. Once you get – this will help you subconsciously once you're recording your calories on a daily basis. You'll start to know what things have how many calories just by looking at them. You'll go, oh, string cheese, that's only 25 calories. I can have a couple of those. And then you'll be like, oh, oodles and noodles, that's 550 calories. Probably should stay away from those. And there's a big old meat pie. That's a lot too. And then you'll start being like, oh, grilled chicken, you know, broccoli is X amount. I can have yogurt and all that shit. So if you're losing weight, you're going to have to start doing this. And if you want to just stay healthy and maintain your weight, you got to calorie count. And you only have to do it for a couple months. You'll start remembering pretty fast. But start eating the same thing and you'll get a gauge of it pretty fast. It's not a hard one to do. Just suck it up. You're trying to do a New Year's resolution anyways, guys. So if you're trying to be healthy, this is an easy one. These are all easy, by the way. I'm going through these, but it's annoying to me how people – like it's just so easy and accessible to be healthy today. It's not a hard thing to do. You just got to fix your habits. It's all up to you. You're in control of your own life. That's the theme of the show the last couple weeks, is you're in control of your own life, which you are. And I'm glad I'm reinforcing this theme because it's a very positive theme. I'm trying to make the show a little bit more positive, and this is a positive type of thing. But being healthy is so easy. And I'm just here to show you all the shove it in your face on how to be healthy. Number three, just work out. Work out three times a week. It's not anything crazy. You're just trying to start habits here. You're just trying to start the year off right. You're trying to start it off in a good rhythm. Work out. Go to the gym. It doesn't have to be a long hour and a half, 2 hour long workout. Start with 30 minutes. If you're not big into working out, just start with 20 to 30 minutes. And if you're a big fat pig and you want to walk around the neighborhood a little bit, just walk around. If you're really big and fat and you can't move very easily, just start with walks. And then you'll slowly build up from there. You're just trying to start habits. And if you are familiar with working out, then just start going to the gym. Like I said, start maybe two times a week. Just that's it. I'll go Monday, Wednesday. And then after you start going, you're like, actually, I could use another workout. And you go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday. And then maybe you start going on the weekends too. And it'll become a habit and it'll become a consistent pattern you're doing. You'll start getting addicted to it. You'll want to go more and more and more because you'll start seeing the results. So work out. You're going to have to work out. But most of this is going to be with diet. It's, you know, being healthy is with your diet, but you want to keep that heart healthy. So let's keep the heart healthy. Let's go to the gym every day or as much as you can in a week. Sustainability here. All right. Number four, be consistent. This kind of goes along with the gym thing. It's okay to cheat. Just be consistent. You're going to have those off days. You're going to have those days where you fuck up. You don't have to be perfect all the time. You don't need to put so much pressure on yourself to be performing perfectly all the time with this healthy diet you're starting in 2021. I've noticed that if you just do what's sustainable for you and what you're able to keep consistent, that's generally going to work better. So give it a fair chance. You can't go, don't do it for a month and be like, oh, that's not working for me, I haven't lost anything. No. You got to give it like 3 to 6 months. I'd say at least 6 months. Try your best. And if it sucks, you can quit it and stop forever. But it's not that hard, bozo. You're able to do this. Just force yourself to do these little things every day. Plan out your week. You know what I found? I found that if I don't plan on working out the next morning, if I don't set time in my day and say, I'm going to work out, and I just say, oh, maybe I'll work out tomorrow morning, I end up almost never doing it because it's not in my head. I'm not going to bed thinking, oh, that'll happen. I'm going to bed thinking, I might do it. And then I wake up in the morning and I'm super fucking tired. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. Don't do that, lazy bones. Set it in your head. Make it a schedule. Plan your week in advance. That goes with food too. So set your food and your workout shit in advance and just stay consistent with it. Set something that you're able to do on a daily basis that's realistic. Don't be unrealistic with yourself. Don't tell yourself you're going to go every single day. You're going to get burnt out really fast. You got to try something that you know can work, and you have to know your own personality. And I can't tell you that. I don't know what that personality is, but you got to figure it out on your own. Number five, stop eating out. Stop eating out if you want to be healthy. You got to keep it to a minimum. It's so hard when you eat out too, because most of the time when you're going to eat out, you're with friends, you're hungry, your eyes are bigger than your stomach, and you end up buying something that's 5,000 calories from fucking Cheesecake Factory with a lot of butter and salt, and you feel bloated the rest of the day. You feel like a piece of shit. You don't want to get a salad because you're at the store. I don't want to get a salad if I'm at a restaurant. I want to get something delicious and tasty because I'm spending the money. I don't want to get a boring goat cheese and mandarin orange salad. You know, I want to get something delicious, and I know how that feels. So stop. Just cut out eating out if you have to. Or here's a good trick for you. If you are going to go eat out, eat beforehand. So if you're going with your friends, spoil your appetite. So eat a salad or eat some healthy food beforehand. And this is great actually for dates as well. So this is a good dating tip. Is if you are don't want to spend a ton of money on your date and you don't want to like be bloated and fat and be farting all night, then eat beforehand. And eat before going when you're going out to eat, because then you won't be as hungry and you'll probably order just like, you know, something much smaller portion, like Brussels sprouts or something. And it'll be fine. But also, in turn with that, eat more salads. If you are going out to eat, try the salad on the menu. It's not going to be the worst thing in the world for you to eat a fucking salad. Salads are like my favorite thing one of my favorite foods now. And it's a cliche thing to say when you're trying to be healthy, but they work. Just don't get something with like super fatty, you know, Caesar or ranch dressing on it. You know, it's you got to find the healthy realm of things, because somehow salads can be just as bad as eating a cheeseburger or something in terms of calories. But start rotating salads in. You know, there's a lot of, you know, like kale and shit in there that fills you up, and you'll be filled up pretty fast. So throw some salad in the rotation. You know, get a little bit of salad here, a little bit of salad there. This is going to be the most important thing of staying and maintaining your health, is finding foods that you actually like that aren't bad for you. One of my favorites is broccoli. I love broccoli. You know, broccoli is one of my favorite things. I like kale a lot. I love salads. I love grilled chicken. I can eat those all day, every day. And pretty soon I'm just like, I've forgotten all these other crazy junk foods that I'm used to eating. You know, if you're going to Chipotle every day, people talk themselves into like, oh, Chipotle's healthy. Well, it can be if you get the right things, but you can't get like sour cream on it. You can't be getting the salsas. They're full with sodium and stuff. You can't be getting a ton of beans and rice. You got to get like half portions if you're doing that. But people talk themselves into being, oh, it can be healthy. They'll read an article that says fucking Chipotle can be healthy. So they go and eat Chipotle every day. Don't do that, bozo. Think about what you're doing and stop eating out so much and try salads. Try eating salads. Number six, be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. I mentioned this earlier, but you know you better than anyone else. And this is not going to work unless you're invested in it. It's so easy to cheat and to like talk yourself into, like I just said with Chipotle being like, oh, it is healthy. You can get healthy stuff there. It's possible to eat healthy there. And then you just kind of lie to yourself and end up getting shitty stuff anyways. And that's not helpful for anyone, you dingle. It's not helpful for anyone. So be honest. Take pictures of your food if you have to. Hold yourself accountable. You want to be healthy in 2021? You want to be healthy the rest of your life? You want to whip yourself into shape and be able to maintain it and keep it, you know, in a reasonable place? Then hold yourself accountable. And the taking pictures of your meals thing, I know people, I've read articles about people who do that, and it's actually an extremely effective way of losing weight because you can go back and look at them. Or if you have a dietitian or something, or a weight trainer or somebody like that, they can actually look at what you're eating and see if your portion sizes are off, stuff like that. But it also makes you feel bad. You know, you're taking a picture, you're like, oh my God, look at all the spaghetti bolognese that I'm eating for breakfast. And you're like, maybe I shouldn't be doing that. And now you're holding yourself accountable. See, this is all worth it. But none of this shit's going to work unless you're being honest. So, hey, rule number 6, be honest. Number 7, take the stairs. Walk more. Do anything you can to ignite that metab. That stands for metabolism. I just shortened it. And burn calories all day, every day. Park further away from the entrance at Walmart when you're going there. You stupid idiot, to go buy a TV. Or hey, maybe I'll walk to my friend's house. They're only a mile away. Maybe you'll walk to work. Are you 3 miles away from work? You should be walking to work. I walked to work for 2 years and I was 3 miles away. I only just recently stopped because I moved. I should probably start doing it again, to be honest, because I really enjoyed it. And you're burning at least like 300 calories walking to work. It's things like this. They make a difference. They make a div. So, you know, take advantage of these opportunities that you got. I'm abbreviating a lot of stuff right now, and I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm doing it, and I'm not going to stop, so shut up. So walk. Take the stairs more. If you can walk up and down flights of stairs, walk up and down flights of stairs. And this is something I've never understood is when I fucking hate it. At my job, there'll be people who take the elevator one floor up. Hey, you lazy fuck, just walk up one flight of stairs. It's not going to fucking kill you. I take the stairs as much as I can. As much as I can. Because you're burning calories every time. And that adds up. Maybe if you're only burning 50 calories a day doing that. Or 100 calories a day doing that. Let's say you burn 100 calories. You're taking the stairs every day at your work. You can track it too. Get a fitness tracker. That's 700 calories a week if you go on the weekends. Or 500 calories a week if you're not. And that adds up. 500 calories a week times 52. You do the math. But that's that many calories a year you're burning. It's the compound effect here. And since I didn't put this on the list, but since I'm remembering now, I do want to say fitness tracker. Definitely get a fitness tracker. If you're competitive and you like data, these things will change your life. And I wouldn't recommend the Apple Watch. I don't think it's great. If I could go back, I had a Fitbit before. I'm trying out the Apple Watch. The battery life on it stinks. I don't think it's very accurate with the calorie counting or the running, you know, all that stuff. But it's fine. It does the trick. But I would get one that has a lot of stats. I've heard the Whoop strap is good. The only reason I don't have that is because it doesn't have a interface on the watch face. But I've heard that's good. And then you can track it on your phone. You become obsessive over it. And you can link it up with your, you know, your food counting, calorie counting apps too. So do that. There are little things, cumulative things here, cumulative things. Number 8, play it all through in your head. So this more goes for if you're going out. I guess it's kind of with the out of going out to eat type of thing, but play it out in your head. See where you're going to go. Or like maybe you're going to go out with friends and you're like, I might not have a great time, but we're going to drink a lot. And then after I drink, you're like, okay, I'm going to drink. We'll order some pizzas. After I order some pizzas, maybe I'll drink more beer. Maybe we'll sit around like a fat piece of shit. Or maybe I have so much sodium, I want something sweet and delicious inside my body. So I order sweet cream from an ice cream place called Sweet Cream. I'm sure there's an ice cream place called Sweet Cream around here. And then that's another 700 calories you're devouring, you fat idiot. So play it through. Play out these scenarios. Okay, if I'm going to dinner here, what's on the menu there? Is there anything healthy I can eat? Or am I just being a fat bozo? These things matter. This is what you have to be thinking about. You want to be healthy your whole life? This is what you got to do. And once again, I'm not an expert. These are just things that I've found to work for me. And if you don't like these tips, then what are you listening for? And don't look back. This is, I guess, number 10. You got to just start. I don't know if you've been doing this before or not. I don't know who you are, sir, ma'am, whoever's listening. Are you a big fat pig and you want to lose some weight? Or are you a really skinny person who wants to maybe bulk up? And, you know, or maybe you're just like me and you've gained a little bit of extra body fat over Christmas time and you want to lose it. Don't overthink it. Just start doing it and figure it out as you go. It's taken me years to figure out what my formula is, what works for me, how I, you know, stay healthy. And you got to figure that out on your own. But you can't stop planning it out so much unless you're actually going to execute that plan. And just do it. You know, Nike, just do it. Nike, please sponsor me. Nike, please sponsor me. I'm endorsing Nike Sports. Just do it. One of Matt's rules for staying healthy in 2021. Number 11. I don't know if that was number 10 or 9. I think I fucked up the numbers. It doesn't matter. Let's just say this is the next one's number 10, because I'm pretty sure the last one was supposed to be number 9. Stop buying bullshit. This is one of the most important rules, if not the most important one. You're in control of what you eat and put in your body. And if you don't tempt yourself, if you're not tempting yourself at the store and with what the shit's in your house is, then don't fucking buy it. Then you're not going to get fat. Eat a meal before going to the store. And stick to the list. Write a list and go buy stuff. Go buy grilled chicken. Go buy broccoli or whatever veggies you like. Eat a lot of veggies. Eat a lot of green beans. Eat a lot of corn. Well, not a lot of corn. It's a little carby. But I would do like green beans and carrots and, you know, broccoli is my favorite and cauliflower. And then chicken and buy brown rice. And just stick to those same meals. But if you're going hungry, you're going to end up buying pizza rolls and eating them at 4 a.m. on a Saturday night after you had 60 beers because you're a fat fuck. And you're going to end up buying Ben & Jerry's and you're going to end up buying this. Just don't leave it in the house. And when you are at the store, buy the healthy alternatives. Like I said, buy the low-carb burrito, the tortilla things. Buy the low-carb chips. Get the ones that have less calories. Read the nutrition facts. Read the nutrition facts, and that kind of goes with calorie counting, so that's why I didn't include it as a rule, but read the nutrition facts on everything you buy. You there's some like tomato sauces you'll see on the fucking shelf at Ralph's or Kroger or Piggly Wiggly, wherever you shop, and it'll be like 94 grams of sugar or something crazy in the entire jar, I guess. You know, all right, well, I won't buy that one. That's way too much sugar. You know, start making stuff yourself. Find recipes of foods that you like and buy stuff to make that. You don't have to give up good foods. That's what's so crazy about being healthy. It's fairly easy. Just find good recipes. And then last, this is the one I wanted to include last because it's something people get lost in the weeds a lot on, and that is just do what works for you. Do what you're seeing results with and what you like doing and what is sustainable at the end of the day. Avoid fads. Don't just do keto because your friend is doing keto. You know, you saw that video at the beginning. It's crazy. There's no way that's good for you. I tried keto for a while. I didn't like it. I was like, you know, it's way too much fat. I'm eating avocados and bacon all day. I felt like a fat pig just lying on my couch. Like, what am I doing? I don't like this. But I like intermittent fasting. That's what I do. I don't eat. And I might change that this year, you know? I might switch it up at the beginning of the year and try maybe doing protein shakes for breakfast in the morning. But I like the 16-hour fast usually. But that's just me. I never recommend it to people unless it's something you're open to doing. Stop listening to people who are like, oh, the only way to lose weight is to just be in a calorie deficit. Well, that might be true, but you also maybe try working out. Try different things. Do what works for you. Every body is different. And I think there's a lot of good and bad information in the fitness industry. But like, I go on TikTok and I see all these people who are like, this is what you have to do. Do this, do that. And like, a lot of that's real, but a lot of it's just not real. You know, especially the fitness chicks who are just like doing, they'll do like 10 squats or something. And just doing booty workouts the whole time. Like, here's my diet. No, you just have good genetics is what you're doing. And you're not eating that, you know, that bad. But a lot of times they have good habits too. Maybe some of these chicks have really good habits they've instilled. I don't fucking know. But I think there's a lot of information where people can get kind of lost in the weeds. Just do what works for you. It's a trial and error thing. You're not going to get it perfect the first time around. Or maybe you do. I haven't. It's something I've been working on for fucking ever. Is trying to get just like something that's sustainable for me that I can like get to my ideal place. But it can be hard. It's a lot of trial and error. You got to figure stuff out. You got to be constantly researching. You have to be really honestly interested in it. And you have to be holding yourself accountable. And you have to want to do it. So do what works. That's why I say do what works for you. But be honest, you stupid bitch. Be honest. Don't like do something that you know you're not going to be able to keep doing forever. It's a constant battle. And that's just like life. And so that's your life lesson for today. being healthy is a lot like life. Well, it is life. That's pretty much your whole life. But that's it. Those are my tips. That's what are the 10 tips? No. 11 tips for staying healthy. That's just what works for me. As I said before, I'm not a health expert. I don't know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just an episode of tips that I thought might be helpful for you guys as you start the new year. I know being healthy is like a very popular New Year's resolution thing. And it's something we all struggle with. But there's a lot of conflicting info out there. Don't do anything fucking stupid. Like I said, avoid the fads. Just try some basic stuff. You'll get it. You'll figure it out. It's so easy. Being healthy is so easy these days. We have all the tools to be able to do it. So just do it. And that's that. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. That was it. It's kind of weird, right? It's kind of weird. Hopefully, I don't know if this was even good at all, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Weird day. But be prepared. There's going to be more content coming here in the new studio. We're back in the old studio right now, or the regular one. I don't know. But there's going to be a lot more stuff coming here in the future, a lot more content, so stay tuned. Always subscribe, follow me on Instagram, leave me a good review if you can, tell your friends. We're not going to grow this thing unless you guys tell your friends, and we got to keep moving, and that means I got to make good content. So you guys got to let me know if this is good content or not. I have no clue. So, happy new year. It's 2021. Watch my last episode if you haven't yet. We go through the whole year. It's kind of a fun time. What the heck's up with 2020? But this year's going to be much better. So let's start it off right by being healthy. And, use my tips. I'm right about everything and, I'm never wrong. And so if you follow my tips, you'll be a supermodel by 2022. All right. That's it. Okay. I love you guys. See you later. Bye.